This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran says twin bomb blasts killed nearly 100 people on Wednesday at an event honoring a prominent Iranian general slain in the U.S. airstrike in 2020, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Iranians held a mock funeral to honor General Qasem Soleimani, the head of an elite Revolutionary Guard force who was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Iraq in January 2020. A senior Iranian official is calling today's blasts a terroristic attack. The explosions occurred near Soleimani's gravesite in Kerman, more than 500 miles from the capital, Tehran. Soleimani is hailed as a national icon in Iran, but American officials considered him a deadly foe during the Iraq War. I'm Donna Warder.
The chief of Israel's Mossad has vowed the intelligence agency will hunt down every U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas member involved in the October 7th attack on Israel, no matter where they are. David Barnea spoke a day after the deputy head of the Palestinian militant group was killed in a suspected Israeli strike in Beirut. Israel was on high alert Wednesday for an escalation with Lebanon's powerful Hezbollah militia after the strike in the Lebanese capital killed Salah Arouri, the most senior Hamas member slain since the war in Gaza erupted nearly 3 months ago. Flares lit up the night sky over Gaza on Wednesday night as Israeli forces kept up their assault on the Palestinian enclave as explosions and gunfire could be heard. The Israeli military said intensive battles with militants were continuing in the southern city of Khan Yunis. It's previously said it's trying to flush out Hamas leaders in the area.